2015 was a special year for the Special Olympics, the international organization that uses the power of sports to help people with intellectual disabilities. In late July, Special Olympics held its marquee event, the World Games, in Los Angeles, California. U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama officially opened the games at the Los Angeles Memorial Coliseum. About 6,500 athletes from 177 countries participated in the 2015 Special Olympics World Games, which featured competition in 25 sports. Meanwhile, in Kenya's capital, Nairobi, Special Olympics and Catholic Relief Services have begun a youth athletes program. VOA's Jill Craig reports from Nairobi.
Living in a Nairobi slum is not easy. Electricity is scarce, clean water expensive, sanitation poor, and quality education hard to come by. But for children living with disabilities, slum life becomes even more difficult.
It's one thing if you're a kid with special needs or intellectual disabilities in a developed country, but when you consider kids growing up in a slum in Nairobi or any other slum in a major urban area in Africa, there's a huge need there, I think.
Nancy McNally of Catholic Relief Services says there are additional challenges for children with disabilities in Kenya.
If they have intellectual disabilities, then sometimes they're ostracized by their own communities, by their own parents. You know, there are some superstitions that the kids might be cursed.
So to help these children and provide a support system for their parents, Catholic Relief Services and Special Olympics started a young athletes program in the Nairobi slum of Kawangware. The program caters to children with intellectual disabilities ages 2 to 7, who come to an early childhood development center twice a week to participate in activities with other children. Social workers also conduct home visits, helping parents with emotional encouragement and positive parenting techniques. At the same time, parents like Justice Idalia are able to get support from other parents dealing with similar issues. That's important because Idalia says caring for his son Jason is around-the-clock responsibility.
These children need a very lot of care because you can't leave these children for a neighbor to take care of him. You are the one who is responsible.
Parents rarely get a break because even schooling is a problem. Anne Mushiri says many parents here cannot afford what are called special schools that service children with disabilities.
Most of them don't have a school to go to because the special schools are too expensive for them, cannot afford it. And then again, some schools don't want these children, so they just stay with them at home.
Jason's dad is unusual because most of the children's caregivers are single mothers whose husbands often leave them.
Most fathers don't like this child with a disability. Most parents, like dad, they see the child with the disability is like an outcast.
But Idalia, who is actively parenting his son, says the program has helped.
Because right now he has got a very good improvement.
There are currently 74 children in the program, and organizers say they hope to expand. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi. In African athletics, one of the year's most emotional events was Haile Gebrselassie's symbolic farewell race at last month's Great Ethiopian Run in Addis Ababa. In this sunny side of sports highlight for 2015, let's listen in again to my report. The two-time Olympic champion, regarded as one of the greatest runners in history, was surrounded by well-wishers both before and after the popular 10-kilometer road race through the Ethiopian capital. Before the race, 42-year-old Haile Gebrselassie said it was a special moment to have a symbolic end to his record-breaking career on home soil.
Yeah, it is. It is, especially here in Ethiopia. It's going to be this one, the last one. Ah, a little bit, you know, just sad. I know, what can I do? It's just over 28 years running. This will be, you know, the last one here in Ethiopia.
Haile Gebrselassie finished the race in about 33 minutes. He says he could have gone faster, but he spent the early part of the race zigging and zagging through the huge crowd of runners. More than 40,000 people participated in the Great Ethiopian Run, which organizers describe as Africa's biggest road race. Haile crossed the line barefoot in honor of another two-time Olympic champion from Ethiopia, the late Abebe Bikila, who was most famous for winning a marathon gold medal in the 1960 Rome Olympics while running barefoot. After finishing, Haile gave some special thanks.
I would like to say thank you all the people who are supporting me the last 28 years, especially my wife and the children and people of Ethiopia and the whole.
Haile Gebrselassie is one of the founders of the Great Ethiopian Run. He fired the starter's pistol to get the runners going and then joined in with the masses to run. Meanwhile, before the race, reporter Skinder Ferru caught up with Haile Gebrselassie's longtime Dutch manager.
Hello, I'm Jos Hermans. I'm based and I'm living in the Netherlands. I met Haile Gebrselassie when he was 17 years old in 1991 at Jan Meda Cross Country. And since then, we worked together as a manager, coach, friend, and we will be friends forever.
Let me take you back to that Jan Meda event. What happened then?
It was a cross country in it was a selection race, and he became fifth in that race. He didn't win, but because of that selection race,
it was 10 kilometers.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, around 10k, because he was still junior. Can be also 8 kilometers. He was he was then selected for the World Cross Champions Juniors 1 or 2 months later in Belgium in Antwerp. And he competed there. I'm quite sure he was number 7 then in the World Championships cross country in Antwerp, and then in 1992 he was second in the World Championships cross country in juniors in Boston. And anyway, since that date in February 1991, we worked together.
In Jan Meda, what were you doing at that time? Were you recruiting, you know, athletes? Tell me how you approached him first.
Okay. No, I came already in 1982 for the first time to Ethiopia, and then I was scouting athletes for the Rotterdam Marathon. I was the organizer of Rotterdam Marathon, so I scouted.
Scouting Balena Densamo in that.
Yes, and Mekonnen and all the other athletes. And then I came more often to Ethiopia. And Ethiopia has a special place in my heart already from the days of Abebe Bikila. You know, when I saw the movie from the Olympics in 1960 and 64, I was a young boy, 10 years, 14 years, and you know. Somebody from a very, very far away country, barefoot, winning the Olympics in Rome, and it was for me like an incredible story. And since then, I always liked to go to Ethiopia. And so in 1982, I came, and then I came more and more often. And I was many times every year at the Jan Meda for the cross country. And then in 1991, I saw Haile and a few other athletes, and I made contact with them and asked them if I could represent them. And that's how we started to work together.
So you represented him for how many years as his manager?
Yeah, from the beginning, 1991, for today or this year's 24 years.
What is the most unforgettable moment in Haile's athletics life for you, especially?
Oh, there's too many unforgettable moments, fantastic moments of winning races, his first world record in the 5,000 meters in Hengelo in my country. Then another one, he broke the world record 5,000 meters in Zurich with 11 seconds, amazingly. It's nearly 1 second per lap. Of course, everybody talks about 2000 Olympics in Sydney, where he won from Paul Thacker. The amazing thing about that performance is that he was injured already for several months. He was not training completely. Actually, we had already an appointment in Finland to go to a doctor to have an operation for his tendon. He still decided to go to run for his country, and he was winning that race not only on his talents as a runner, but also especially on how strong his mind was. And another fantastic race for me was when he was breaking the world record in the marathon in 2:03:59.
Are you surprised that he decided to stop running at this time?
Yes and no. Yes, it's time because he gets older. It's more difficult. The body is not that young anymore. No, because he loves running. He will run forever. And it was always difficult to pin him down. We have to pin him down about saying goodbye. Many times we talked already about it maybe 5 years ago, 7 years ago, and he could never say, you know, when do I want to stop? He highly chooses his own moments, and he has a few times, he has already said before, one time in New York.
Like in New York, yeah.
One time in New York, and then this year again in Manchester. You know, that's spontaneous, it comes from himself. It was never discussed between him and myself. And now, you know, of course, it's fantastic if he can run in Addis Ababa for, you know, hundreds of thousands of people to watch him and enjoy and, you know, say farewell. But I'm sure many people in here in Addis Ababa and Ethiopia will still see him running early morning in the woods outside Addis Ababa. So in that way, he will never stop.
How many Ethiopian athletes do you represent now?
I don't count, but there's many. I mean, probably at least 50 or 60 Ethiopian athletes we are working with. It's not only me. We have a big office in Holland. Mm-hmm. We work with 30 people. We have very good coaches. Ketana Tesema is one of our coaches here. Valentine Trau, he's one of the persons in our office who's also here now that works with many of the athletes. And we have a wonderful group of athletes, young athletes also. So it's hard work, but it's also a big pleasure.
That's Jos Hermans, the longtime Dutch manager of Ethiopian star Haile Gebrselassie. And Jos was talking with reporter Skinder Farou in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
Hello, this is Haile Gebrselassie. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sport on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Finally, the Sunny Side of Sports remembers Harlem Globetrotters basketball star Meadowlark Lemon, who died Sunday at age 83. Nick